Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Photographic Memory Podcast. I'm excited to welcome program Dr. Shannon Panzo. Dr. Shannon, what's going on, man? How are you?
Oh, things are going great. Having a great day, and here I am.
Yeah, you know, it's awesome. Feels great. A beautiful day here today in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Got some nice sun, walked around, got a good walk in. That's what we're waiting on. I just wish that we could be back to normal, and we'll see. Someday we will be, maybe in 2044 or something, but you know, we're going to live that forever. But in Australia, you guys figured out how to deal with it. But our topic today, before we talk about that, Dr. Shannon is a photographic memory expert, a brain management expert, and also does mentoring. And you're almost filled up in mentoring too. So you need to contact them today, going to zuxpro.com before you miss out on a tremendous mentor that will teach you the ins and outs of how he was successful and how he can guide other people through this process by really focusing on that brain, because the brain, Dr. Shannon, can cause lots of issues if you don't have it under control, right? The brain could lead to depression. The brain could lead to bad decisions. The brain could lead you to just not doing what you truly are passionate about and love to do. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. And it's really important that people understand that it can be very tiny little things that can really get in the way of your success, no matter what you're doing. So it's very important that you understand those things. And this is what leads to the topic that we're going to be dealing with today.
You're right. It's fear. Because I agree with you, because the fact of the matter is, when you think about fear, you always settle with fear. Fear makes you not take risks. Fear makes you, in your mind, not take risks, meaning you will take the risk, but you're already deciding that the result is not going to be what you wanted anyways, which means you're pretty much destined for failure already. So really, fear can keep you from achieving what you want to achieve and live the life you want to live. Isn't that correct?
Well, I couldn't say it any better.
I mean, and that's the thing. It's, you look back at, you know, my journey, and how at certain times when I would go with the flow and just do it, as Nike would say, I really just did it and went for it. And at times it's funny, even on people talk about me on Clubhouse and say, wow, you just will bring people up the stage and you don't care, and you'll be in complete control. And that's what I wish my life could be. As well as I handle Clubhouse, I could handle my life. But fear always gets in the way. And it's the people around you, the different things. So let's get to fear. And you and I were talking off air when I brought up about this, kind of explain how you are able to combat fear, especially when you move to Australia. That's the story you want to tell us about first, right?
Well, yeah, that launches the idea. It sets the stage for you understanding what I how I deal with fear, how I teach others to deal with fear, things like this. If essentially what happened is I was moving from America to Australia. And in America, I had seen all kinds of documentaries about Australia. And of course, I like the nature documentaries as well. And the nature documentaries, they talk about all these wonderful things that are going to bite you, injure you, kill you, eat you.
I don't like hearing this stuff. I don't like, I have fear of my bees that end up in my studio. My kids let bees in about this time of year, about May. And then there's bees, and I have not figured out how to combat that problem. So I give up all the way and leave my studio for 4 months. And that's not, I can't do that, or move my office back to my mom's. And that's just not plausible anymore. So bees and COVID can cause fear for you to be in the environment you're in. But for you, how do we combat this? And I heard mental photography and photographing memory, you can combat fear. Wow.
Well, I'll see if I can catch me after the show, and I'll see if I can help you out with solving the bee issue. it's probably not even bees, it's probably English wasps, but that's okay. That's a they're a pest. Okay, so with regards of fear, what happened was there's all these different critters that I am supposed to be coming over to Australia, and I find out also that pretty much one of the most deadliest snakes in the world, the Australian Eastern Brown, is very prolific.
Ooh, all not snakes, Australia. No snakes. Oh gosh.
Well, it's very prolific right where I live. So what I did is I went out down to the library and I got out two books, Poisonous Snakes of Australia, Poisonous Spiders of Australia. These are the two things that typically I can't see coming that I have to be able to deal with at the moment they arrive, things like this. So what I did is I mentally photographed both those books. And I took my fear factor from, say, an 8 or a 9, where, terrible, terrible, run away. taking it from that fear factor down to about a 2 or 3, which is simply respect and understanding what these critters are about. And that gave me a great avenue to tell people about how to conquer your fears. And that is, if you mentally photograph the information about what it is that you fear, you might be so fearful of it, you may not even want to pick up the book, but this is the way to do it. You mentally photograph those books about what it is you fear. And by you gaining and saturating yourself with the information, it decreases the fear. And because we don't want the information, because we shy away from the information, this is actually our avenue to gaining control over what we do fear. And you'll find that there's pretty much anything in life that you look at, it comes into that same aspect as to what we fear. For instance, you may fear, let's take a look at the psychological way to do it. If you fear spiders, the psychologist will say, well, go down the zoo and go into the insect lab, spider lab, and acquaint yourself with spiders. Be around them, start to understand them, start dealing with them, accumulate that information, but it's in a different way, it's through experience. Well, of course, if you're phobic of spiders, you have an acrophobia, what's going to happen? Well, you won't want to hear anything about this. You're going the opposite direction. The psychologist must be a nut too. So what this is saturation of information just coming to you a different way. What I do is I teach people how to use books. So you use the books that have your phobic tendencies in. And this gives you an idea as to what is actually going on so that you understand these things. Now, even though I have the second most deadliest snake in the world living all around me, I have to understand how to deal with these things. And I deal with them very differently than what other people around me actually deal with them. Whenever you go to school here in Australia, you're told to literally, if you see a snake, run away. Well, that's the worst thing you can do.
Right.
Especially when the snake is crawling across your foot, which I had happen.
Wow. Okay.
I was in the backyard. I had open sandals on. And a snake, an Eastern Brown, decides it wants to crawl across my foot. I didn't realize it was there. So it's crawling across my foot. Now, I could have reacted to this in several ways. I could have been fearful, which releases pheromones, which a snake picks up, which then it starts looking around for food, something to bite.
Not a good thing.
Or I could have just moved, and the snake would have sensed the movement and struck in defense.
Wow.
So again, I get bit. Or I use my ability to meditate. I turn myself mentally into a tree and I stand there until the snake passes. And it does not, by doing that, it does not release the fear pheromones.
Okay.
So the snake doesn't know that you're even there. you're just another article that it's passing. And it works wonderfully well.
Yeah, and, sounds and like it.
The chance of you getting bit are almost nil. Now, the thing is if you take a look at the Eastern Brown, you find out that it is a snake that is actually reactive to two things, vibration and smell. It has very poor eyesight. It typically hunts at night in the dark. So these are all components about a snake that I'm dealing with on a daily basis now. Well, not daily basis, but if I need to deal with them, I can deal with them. And it makes it a lot easier. We have a type of spider here. And this is the spider that was used in the movie Anacrophobia.
Please, no, I don't want to hear about spiders. I remember that movie.
Well, the spider that we have here is called a huntsman.
So is it bigger than a wolf spider?
Oh, yeah.
Wolf spiders are crazy.
We have wolf spiders here, too.
Those are huge, man. I stomp the hell out of them.
Well, we have wolf spiders here, and we have huntsmen. So huntsmen will stretch across your hand.
No, I don't want it. So like arachnophobia. Okay. You're telling that.
And the reason why they picked it's because the doggone thing runs like crazy. It's very fast. It's big and fast. And so it's really scary for people to think about that have arachnophobia or in fear of spiders. Now, so it really did actually, that's why they used it in the movie, but I have them all around here. But here's the fun thing. Unless you actually press up against a spider, typically it can't bite you because its prey is other insects. So the fangs actually point into themselves to pinch an insect. So you can hold these things in your hand, they won't bite you.
Okay.
But you have to understand what you're dealing with. Now we have other things here, like funnel web up north, up in around Sydney and areas, the Sydney funnel web. That thing there will put you in the hospital or kill you. And it has downward facing fangs, and it can puncture right through a leather boot. So yeah, we do have some other critters around, but I'm dealing with spider, snakes, scorpions, you know, various things here. I've been nailed by what is called a little wood scorpion.
So basically what you're saying is the fear can be eliminated through photographic memory and mental photography by taking a picture of that, understanding really what it can do and having a strategy to eliminate the fear of that item.
Oh yeah. And even if I also have built contingency plans, even if I should fall into fate of one of these issues, I have contingency plans to give me extra time if I actually need to, let's say I get bit by a snake. I can actually do things to give myself extra time to get to the hospital to be dealt with. And these snakes here, yeah, you're going to the hospital.
What about fear for choices? As we're coming close to running out, there's not a ton of information tonight, but okay. I think it really helps. What about choices? What about the fear in life that I can't do something, or I'm not going to be able to have this opportunity, or this is not worth it, then this is going to make me look stupid, or I'm going to end up losing money, or I'm going to fail?
Okay. Well, this will probably need to go into a second, part two. But basically, our success is based on eliminating failure in whatever we're dealing with in life. If we're dealing with business things, what you do for your occupation, things like this.
Right.
The first thing that you need to realize, there is no such thing as job security. It's a fallacy.
That's definitely a fallacy, yes.
We just found that out. Okay, in a big way. So that tells you something. Stop living with the idea that you are secure in your job. There is no job that's secure.
Correct.
So that is what you have to come to understand. Once you, this is just one particular instance. Once you come to understand that, then it's much easier to understand. You need to take some risk. You need to do some things that take you out of your box. And the only way to go out of your box is to approach it with fear. And you have to overcome your fear. Whenever you do something little that you fear each day, you grow from that experience.
It makes complete sense. My gosh, Dr. Shin. Okay, so really have to live out of box, program things, and we'll get into that more next episode. I guess you're kind of teasing us for the next part of how to combat fear.
Well, I was having such good fun on my first.
No, I don't want to hear about spiders anymore or any type of insect or snakes, or I don't even know. Let's just talk about wallabies, right? And koala bears and kangaroos and what's his name? The guy from Crocodile Dundee and all that stuff. No more of that right now.
Okay. So by the way, koalas, by the way, they're not bears. Koalas can give you a nasty bite.
Are there koala bears in your backyard? Are the koala bears and kangaroos in your backyard?
We don't have koala bears right here, but they are in Victoria, but just not around us here. Kangaroos, we got them all over the place. Wallabies, we got them all over the place. I'll have 40 or 50 kangaroos in my backyard.
So they're almost like deer in certain
aspects. Oh, yeah. Well, no, they kind of remind you of big rats. But no, they're not rodents. They're marsupials. There's a big difference.
All right. Okay. So the best place to connect with you right now is ZuxPro.com. And you can go ahead and contact you for mentoring or purchase ZuxPro to learn photographic memory. And if people were listening to the last episode, Dr. Ted Valley, they probably were blown away by the story. So you have two testimonials of people, and there's more testimonials on the website, but just thinking about it, between Augie Nost and also Dr. Ted Valley. Wow. That's all I have to say is wow. And more, the belief system, if you continue to listen to the podcast, are you can reactivate your photographic memory by purchasing ZuxPro today. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And don't hesitate. Just get stuck into it. Face your fear.
Go.
There is something better for you.
Yes, but you were teasing last week with Dr. Ted Valley that I should be taking this course soon too, if I want to master.
Don't worry. I'm gonna take care of you.
You're programming me to that point that when I come on and I'm able to just regurgitate information on Clubhouse or on Fireside, and I can say both of those platforms on my platform. Isn't that crazy? The craziest thing about, did you ever think that social apps, voice social apps would get so popular? It's crazy. It's like and I don't think it's going to die with COVID. I think it's going to finally show people. You got to listen to people, like in podcasting. Oh my gosh, I got to call Dr. Shannon and take ZuxPro. But if you were out, doing an Instagram post saying you too can be smart, people will look at you and say, what a smart something else. So ZuxPro.com today. Appreciate it, Dr. Shannon. And we will talk soon.
You have a great day. I will too.
All right. Yeah, I know you always will, because you have the ability. Okay, guys, this is the Photographic Memory Podcast. Take care, and we'll talk next time. Take care.